Now, we get lots of emails every day on the programme, but this one caught my attention. It says, "Hi, Derek. I appear to have built up a relationship with hooded crows on my weekly visit to the park. Myself and my dog stop at a tree stump. I enjoy a coffee and my dog has breakfast. For months, I have brought extra food for the crows as I enjoy watching them sneak over for food. Now, one or two are waiting for me and even meet me after I buy coffee. Last Saturday, there were 15 hooded crows at the tree stump. Would they have such a good memory?" asks Mary. Terry Flanagan reports.
Now, Terry, you see this one? It's
That's three that's down here now.
Yeah.
And you put the food here on the tree stump. This is the one behind
that's at the
you.
End. The tree stump is at the end. Okay. I have them, they come around the ground, but when I leave on the tree stump, and then you'll see a plus a magpie.
And there's another one down there as well.
There's another.
So what you're doing is you're feeding the birds. But unlike most people who feed the birds, you're actually feeding the crows, the hooded crows.
Oh, the hooded crow, yes. Not the crow. I don't know why. I think a couple of years ago, I mean, this is a kind of a routine. Most Saturdays I come down here to St. Anne's and have a coffee at this tree stump here. Yeah. And I don't know, I was here one time and this crow, whatever way he looked at me, I just said, oh, and I just threw a bit of food and here's more. And just a kind of, I don't know, from that it kind of started. So I just noticed then that they would be, you know, there were one or two crows that are up here. But in the last few weeks, I've noticed more and more. But 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I had 15 crows around.
15. Now, there's about six of them here now at the moment.
Yes, yes. And more will come.
Yeah.
There's a few more coming behind you now.
Yeah. They probably recognise me as being different, don't
different.
They?
Different. Yes, yes, yes. Now, a lot of time, well, sometimes I would, you know, not to my daughters would be here or a friend would be here.
I'm just going to turn around here ever so slow. There are now three of them on the ground here, right beside, four, right here beside me. Yeah. Taking the food. Tell me a bit about the food.
Oh, it's... Well, you see, I know they eat everything. So it's my dog food. Like, it's very, a very healthy dog food, actually. Very.
And you've got the dog with you here
as well.
The
dog is here, but you see, I make homemade treats for the dog as well.
Okay.
So the dog ignores her food until she gets her treats. So,
Barking on time. Look.
Barking on time. And she'll make a run for the boards every so often, but they come back. They kind of ignore her, really, to be honest with you. They've got used to her. Yeah.
Do you think that these birds here, do you think they recognise you?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It was just when I was listening to your program a while back, and you were talking about the crow, and I just thought, I think they do, because I mean, a couple of times there, when I'd come and get my coffee, and I'd be walking down, one or two would meet me up there and walk along, and next they follow me down, and then they go up into the tree, and then they come back down again, and they come and you know land. And I think there's one in particular. You know the way. I mean, they all look the same, but I do think I know one of them. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they recognise us, and if you were to look at them closely enough, I'm sure you would see that there's slight differences between each of them. You know, like a feather broken here, or walking with a little bit of a limp, or something like that.
Yeah.
Have you seen the film The Birds?
You know, it's so funny. I was we were talking about birds, and when I mentioned to my daughters about talking with you today, and they were saying, I'm like, I said, Brenda Fricker with the birds, or it's the pigeons, I think, in one of the movies.
That's
And I know the birds. I know the movie, and I've seen the movie The Birds, but I think I more relate to the forgetful uncle in It's a Wonderful Life, who's the crow on his shoulder, the pet crows. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, I did.
So I think, but yeah, The Birds, which I know, that's a scary movie. Yes.
And there's the bell now. That's telling us it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
So I'm sure some more of them will be coming down now.
I'm sure it is, because normally I'm 9 o'clock and I'd have my coffee and now there behind you.
It's incredible. I'm just looking, and they're coming closer and closer and closer all of the time.
And that one kind of perched up there.
Yeah.
And I think that's the main one. I think that's the one that really does the first one. No, maybe I'm just being, but I really feel that is the crow that knows me, that it just appears every.
I don't know if you know, but there has been some research done in the University of Washington by a professor, or Dr. John Marsluff. And he did, he went out and he was tagging crows. But he discovered that they recognise him.
Right.
And that if you harm a crow, that they remember it.
Oh.
And not only do they remember it, but they can pass it on to their offspring.
Oh, my God.
And he found that some of these crows in Washington, in the parks in Washington that he was ringing, they held a grudge for up to 17 years.
Oh, gosh. Well, I could keep feeding my crows then. That's very interesting. That's amazing.
Yeah, but they're not going to hold a grudge against you because all this time we're still feeding them here.
Yes, yeah. I bet.
And they're coming closer and closer all the time.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have any fear. A magpie will appear every so often. Will appear at the end, probably.
And but what happens when the magpie comes?
And last week we had a squirrel.
Right.
A squirrel actually was over there as well. So
what does the dog think?
Oh, the dog thinks as long as she gets her food, she doesn't
care. She's eating away here all the time.
And she's eating away and she'll take up. And now if another dog came along here, she'd be kind of go away. This is my breakfast. Don't annoy me.
The crows are very intelligent birds. They're the most intelligent birds.
Oh, right.
You can hear them there in the background all the time. They've the largest brain to body size ratio of any birds. And they can do lots of things. A couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you heard the report when I was in Trinity College, I was with Collie Ennis. And again...
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I was on the hoodie
crow. Yes, and the one, and probably the nut.
Exactly,
yes.
And not only do they do that, but they've learned how to extract items from mazes and everything like that. There's been a lot of work done on them. And you can certainly see here, again, as I just turn around ever so gently, that little fella there, he looks a younger crow, is he?
Yes, he does look. And there's an older one then as well with different markings.
Now, there's some of them gone up in the tree. They're just literally looking down at us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And and you think they're not there, and then you hear them, and then you know they're around. And now you see my magpie over there. That's the magpie now waiting.
He's wondering. In a yew tree there.
Oh, yeah. So, but I'm not the magpie lover. I'm the hooded crow lover.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just have this affinity towards the hooded crow. And if it was a black crow, I wouldn't be interested. But I like them. Yeah. I don't know.
How long has it been going on now?
Well, it's probably up to 2 years. Now, I missed a few, you know, I'm not here every week. Most weeks I'm here, but I would have missed a few. I did find that when they're coming back now, you see, they've gone off and they've back now for more.
Right. And are they the same ones or are they more, do you think?
No, they're the same ones.
Can you tell them apart?
Well, some of them, not many, only a couple of them, but that one there is. There's one that really comes over close. This one here always comes over close to me.
What do your neighbours think when they hear that you're feeding the crows?
Oh, I don't know if my neighbours know about it, but other people know about it. I mean, I don't feed the crows in my back garden. I have feeders, I have small birds, and the pigeons come in as well now, but I love the small birds, and I've always fed, you know, I'd have the bird feeders out. But this is just here in the park, so it's only people who pass would know that I do this, but I don't care.
What do they say?
Two women came a few weeks ago, and we just had a little talk about it. I don't know, they thought it was interesting. Yeah, they thought it was interesting.
When you leave here now, will they follow you?
Well, I usually go walking down with the dog, and I do find that one or two crows will come for a bit of the way.
Yeah.
But I think they know then the food is gone.
Oh, okay. They're not loyal to you then,
They're not loyal to me then.
They're only loyal to the food.
They're loyal to the food. But, sometimes I would appear down at the pond.
Yeah.
Yeah. And whether it's the same crow, and I'm not sure. Yeah. I think they do know I'm around, but I think they know that food is gone, so...
Yeah. And you were saying that the greatest number you saw here together at one time was 15.
15, and that was recently. And I think it was around the time I was listening to Mooney Goes Wild and was on about crows, and I just sent an email, you know, because
Do you think the numbers are growing then?
Well, yeah, I mean, last week I had 13, and I said when the concerts are on here, they're not here.
Right.
Yeah. So I come on a Saturday morning, and the area, of course, is all kind of cut off in places. So it's
well. The one thing I was amazed at is at this hour of the morning, we were here well before 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is the number of people that are here.
Oh yeah.
That they're going running.
See, they're back again.
Classes.
So they're all back again now.
Now are they the same ones that are?
Oh, they're the same ones.
Look, I'm just looking at them up the tree there.
See.
Look, here we go. We got six down on the ground.
Yeah.
And look, there's another two.
Yeah.
There's another two. That's incredible. And you're going to throw more out.
I'm throwing more a bit further out because I suppose I'm talking away.
Oh, look at that guy there. Look at his wings.
Yeah. Yes, very unusual markings. There's the magpie now.
And the magpie's fighting for it too. But that guy there with the unusual coloured wings, it looks as if he's got some melanistic problem there. That's one that you could easily tell apart.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
You've seen him
before. Yes, I've seen him before.
Now, look at them here. They're right up at our feet.
Yeah.
they don't like to make eye contact, because when you turn around and look at them, they seem to move away. Is that the same for you, or is that just me?
I think it's more you, if you don't mind me saying. So I don't. They don't seem to care.
Yeah.
When I'm here, yeah.
That's going to frighten them away for a while, isn't it? But it won't be for long.
No. They'll come back. Yeah. No, I say they're not. The dogs on the lead. They're very astute. No. You're talking about their brain being bigger.
Yeah.
But I do laugh when people have a brain, yeah. You know, and it's, I really do think that the crows have more brains than some people I know.
I totally agree, yeah.
I think they're very.
Yeah.
Now, I'll be coming near the end of the food. What I do normally then is I leave on the tree stump on my breakfast table, I leave some of their food.
Right.
And when we walk away, you'll notice that they'll start swooping in.
Well, the rice are
now. You see, there's quite a few. Yeah,
and the magpies.
And
still
there's
here.
More up there at the back there.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Let's leave the food here and we move away just a little bit, because
no,
I'm
we
sure
go down this way. Because that's the way I normally go. So
I'm
just
sure
want
it's just me that they're nervous of today.
But still, there's a good few.
There's,
I counted ten. Well, no, there's a couple more up there, but they haven't actually. So we'll walk away.
Okay,
Hazel, come on.
It's been an incredible experience.
Here,
oh, there's more behind me as well.
Yeah.
That's the same guy there with that.
That's a bit very unusual marking.
Unusual is right, yeah. So we just move down here
and
have a look. Oh, there they are. There's about, there's easily, 15 there now?
Yeah, definitely.
And the magpie.
Now,
if I wasn't here, you'd be up there yourself.
And there's a squirrel moving along over there, but it's not going to come this far.
And they don't seem to mind that lady going by there
dogs. No. Oh, no, she doesn't. They don't mind. Now, if the dog come out, you know, they'd run, but they'd fly away, but come back again. They don't care.
You know, one thing about hooded crows, I always thought they were a very, very pretty bird.
I do. Yeah. I just love the grey and black marking.
Look at that guy in the ground. He's a little bit bigger than the rest. The one beside. Oh, there's two magpies there now.
Yes, two magpies. Oh, thank God. I'm not superstitious.
Well, you know, it's been a great morning, Mary.
Thank you very much. And thanks for coming and meeting me and my...
My family.
Yes. Never be lonely when you have nature.
Thank you very much indeed, Terry and Mary. I think we have some photographs and, of course, more details, as always, on the website rte.ie/moon.